It's a thoroughly minging night tonight, Audio Boom fans. I'm driving home on the, I'd like to say the main roads of Wiltshire, actually, rather than the back roads, because Wiltshire is such a rural county that these are the, these country roads are the only roads we've got, really, in the county. Driving home from Devizes after a governor training course on early years foundation, foundation stage, kids 0 to 5 years old, and whilst I am not responsible as a link governor, so to speak, with the early years, knowledge is power. Being the chair of governors at our school. It was like brain overload. I think you definitely needed to have some kind of insight into EYFS. People like Roger probably know what I'm talking about. Might not be, he might do. But anyway, it's a minging night. It's a cold. It's currently bucketing it down. The roads are very slippy. It's just awful, awful night. I think I've got another 15 minutes. I'm going to stop at the dreaded Tesco to refuel our fruit and vegetable supply for our veggie fruity detox that Sarah and I are currently doing. It's going well. I haven't felt hungry up until about 45 minutes ago, to be honest. Haven't felt hungry one iota. So many of you are probably thinking, what the hell are you talking about? Well, I'm drinking a mixture of fruit and vegetable juice. Juice that I'm making in a juicer. And that's what I'm having 3 times a day. You can have it 4 times a day, but to be honest, I'm so full on it that I don't need to drink it. Maybe we should have smaller portions, because at the end of the day, I am drinking nearly a litre at a time. But it is just juice. It is just juice. And you can, you can supplement it with nuts and seeds as well. It's not wholly just a juice. So in the juice, I did an update yesterday, didn't I? And I missed out beetroot. I had a couple of beetroot in there. So I have to go and buy some more veggies and fruit. Probably now's a good time to do it, because they mark it all down, don't they, in Tesco at 8 o'clock. But I'm hungry now, and I'm hungry because it's been a long, boring 2-hour session there at that training course. Engine update. So the Galaxy has died a death, okay? The options I had were buy a brand new engine from Ford, buy an aftermarket engine, buy a second-hand engine, or strip and rebuild the current engine, which, I hasten to add, had a degree of when they strip it, it may be jiggered. And then I would have to pay for, ultimately, the cost of that stripping. So we're going for a new engine. We're actually going to go for a brand new engine. Because that offers the best kind of comeback if anything goes wrong. We can take... The engine has a warranty for... I can't remember what she said. one, 2 or 3 years. It's got a warranty, well, definitely at least a year. So anything, any issues with it, it goes straight in at any Ford garage in the country. If we went with an aftermarket engine, we have to go take it back to the garage that's fixing it for us. If we had a second-hand engine that we don't get a warranty, I think that's what the gig was, or we could buy one. And obviously the strip and rebuild the current one may reveal damage that's not repairable and I would have to pay. So yeah, so we're going for a brand spanking new engine from Ford. So Christmas is cancelled, basically. Not really. It's an expensive bloody job, like, and we very nearly sold Dolly yesterday, but we've cobbled together some funds in order to pay. Whoa, motorbike, too fast at the junction, no gloves, it's pitch black and it's chucking it down and it's freezing cold out there. Oh man alive, why would you want to be on a motorbike at this, in this weather? Okay, so what's the plan, Stan? Well, the plan is it's going to take probably a fortnight to get the car back. The garage owner, one of the two garage owners who I was speaking with, said that they've got one engine to do now. Our engine will come in Friday or Saturday, and it'll take them a few days to square that away. So we're going to be without a car for 2 weeks. I'm currently driving one of their courtesy cars, probably their finest courtesy car. Oh, it's beautiful. Not. It's a Toyota Avensis 2002 model with 210,396 miles on the clock. So suspension, it's like driving a waterbed, steering wheel's half cocked over to the right. I don't know what size engine it is, I think it might be a 1600. I'm not complaining, I'm getting it for free from the garage, there's no charge, so that's all right. And but it's not a very nice, it's not a very comfortable car. Certainly not as comfortable as a Galaxy. Well, I mean, they're just completely different, you know, different leagues, these two vehicles. But I'm not complaining. At least I've got wheels. And at the end of the day, like yesterday when I took the girls down to swimming, I took Dolly. Dolly is running sweet as a nut. That, you know, I was speaking with Adrian Wicks and possibly another off audio boo line about an overheating issue since I disconnected the battery. And I think that overheating issue on Dolly is purely down to the fact that when you're going uphill and you're pulling all that weight, whoa, there's the motorbike gone past. Oh my life, he's insane. So I'm doing the speed limit at 50 mile an hour, and he's just gone past me doing about 65. It's wet. He's not he can't be a very experienced rider because he's braking on the bends. He's not wearing any gloves. It's absolutely chucking it down with rain. Oh, do you know something, right? In the UK, in summertime, in places like, you know, definitely the Lake District, I noticed, but quite a lot of places around the country, there's these signs get put up, beware of the bikers. No, if you're a motorcyclist, right, listening to this, I have absolutely no sympathy for you whatsoever. I can ride a motorbike. I was trained to ride a motorbike by, you know, one of the best, and oh yeah, all of these little things like slipping up the traffic, you know, when two lanes of traffic are chocker and you slip up the middle, you're not really allowed to do that, don't you? Police turn a blind eye. You're a vehicle on the road, and you must take your position on the road. Not up between cars, not up the hard shoulder, not up the outside. Aye. No sympathy. You come off, tough. You take the risk. Even though I am insanely jealous and I do want a motorbike. But I have to pass my test again. Long story, not my fault. DVLA never put it on my licence. Long time ago. 1997 that was. Anyway, stop whinging. A lot of people got the Christmas decks up, I see, as I'm driving into Build-Up area now. There's the Stonehenge Inn, as they've got their Christmas decks up. Devisors Town Hall there, they had all their Christmas decks up inside. Beautiful building inside, if you ever get the chance to go in. A few houses down here, Christmas trees. Yep, there's three. Quite a lot, actually. Somebody got the Christmas lights out on the tree outside. They're quite bright, those, actually. Yeah, lovely. So we're going up, we're spending our Christmas up at my mother-in-law's this year. And Sarah and I have had a little, had a bit of a debate the other day as to whether we're going to put Christmas decks up. The answer is, yes, we are going to put Christmas decorations up, but we're probably not going to put a tree up. So she says that she has to really put the Christmas decks up because of her, you know, caveats within her childminding business, I suppose is the way to put it across. It's a very Western thing to do, though, you know. Not that I will go into that any further. But, because we're looking to be, you know, we're looking to be away from home for 2 weeks over that Christmas New Year period. So it'll be quite strange, actually. The only other time I've the first year that Sarah and I got together as boyfriend girlfriend, all those years ago, I spent Christmas at my in-law's house. That was weird. I felt two-faced in a way, but you know, there we go, start of a relationship and all that, and we're still together. And my, you know, I had to kind of deliver this news to my parents that I was going to be spending Christmas at my in-laws, because we do spend a lot of time at my mother-in-law's house, probably more than at my parents' house, but that's only because she's got the room for us to stay. Oh, do you know what? Where am I going? Tesco. Where's Tesco? Oh, next right. Yeah, it's going to be 2 weeks away. When I told my mother, she wasn't too bothered, really, that I was staying down there instead of my parents' house. I suppose my parents just want peace and quiet. Now, my younger brother has got 4 children, and I don't know what he's doing for Christmas either. He's a shift worker, so I don't know what his plans are. So in other news, Home Bargains has opened up at Solstice Park Services. Home Bargains, the shop. I don't know if you know it, but it's a. I don't want to call it what. Brackets or you know, raise commas, one of these cheapy shops, because they sell like brands, you know. Mac McColgan, Adrian Wixnow, Home Bargains, well, they know what I'm talking about. But what they've just built here is the Southern the National Distribution Centre for the South. Is that right? I don't know. It is the biggest building I have ever seen in my life. If any of you have ever driven down the A303 before and driven past Solstice Park Services, you would have noticed the Holiday Inn, which is a huge building. The new National Distribution Centre for Home Bargains doesn't just dwarf the Holiday Inn. The Holiday Inn is like a little grain of sand on the beach of golden sand of National Distribution Centre South for Hoonborgans. This building is massive. It's like 400 metres by 400 metres. It is ridiculously size. It's huge, huge build. In fact, it could even be bigger than that, if I'm to be honest. So anyway, they've also got an area training facility for staff, but also, because they weren't going to open a shop there because they weren't going to get planning permission, but they must have done because they've got a shop there now. And on Saturday was their opening day. Well, holy cow, how busy was it? There aren't enough spaces in the car park. There's only about, what, 40 to 50 car parking spaces? That sounds a lot, but trust me, it's not. It was manic. It was manic. We had to drive around. We were driving around for like nearly 15 minutes, waiting for people to leave. And the Holiday Inn car park on the other side of the road was rammed full. And oh god, it was rammed. So they had some deals in there. People were filling their trolleys and all kinds. Go reversing the Avensis. The Avensis we had was the model after this. Oh, there's no parking sensors on this motor vehicle, Richard. So don't bump the car behind. Okay, let's just stay there. Okay, here we are, Tesco. So yeah, Hoonborgans. I'm glad it's turned up because I do like Hoonborgans. So there we go. That's just a bit of a catch up. I'm going to go buy some fruit and vegetables, and I'm going to. I'll tell you something else. On this kind of juice detox, holy cow, do you wee. Honestly, twice today, I went for a wee, walked back to my desk. Now, granted, it is about 20 metres to, or 30 metres to the toilet. And straight back for another wee. And that happened a couple of times today. Three times, actually, I think. But I don't mind, because I feel good. I haven't felt hungry. I haven't felt weak. I felt really good. I just felt like normal. In fact, if anything, I felt bloated. Because the knack is, drink it slowly. Drink it over time, little sips. Right, I'm going, because I need to go to the Jimmy Riddler and go and buy fruit and vegetables and go home and have my tea. It's 10 to 9. Love you, bye.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.